Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. Thanks for tuning into the first part of me chatting about trade shows and expos, which are a vital component of business growth and networking. It was all about showcasing, selling your products, meeting potential clients and building brand awareness. Today I'm going to talk about the final top tips to ensure that you get that success out of your investment to be part of a trade show and expo, because we all know it can be exhausting and costly. We loved our time at expos. As I mentioned, it can be exhausting, but you can use the time to network, collect feedback, and learn about new industry or sector trends. And I think that's what we loved about it. It kept us current. Now, again, if you attend markets, some, if not most, of these tips will also help out in that space as well. Number six, let's continue on. Networking. Networking, as I mentioned before, is one of the most valuable aspects of attending a trade show. Take the time to connect with other exhibitors, industry professionals, and potential clients. Some of the best suppliers we met at trade shows, not to mention collaborations that followed. Bring plenty of business cards or postcards or a QR connection. You know, use that form of digital contact information exchange to make it easy for visitors to your booth. And be prepared to engage in meaningful conversations. Network, network, and more networking. That's what you've got to do. You also need to follow up with new contacts after the event. See what other trade shows there have attended or will in the future. You might catch up with them in the next round of trade shows. Inquire what worked for them. Now, I'm not suggesting you find out about their sales strategy, because, you know, that's just a bit icky. But ask about what freight companies they use to get their goods to the booth, or any tips and tricks for bumping in and bumping out. You get the idea. You need to network and chat to people. Number seven, merchandise. Promotional branded merchandise can enhance your brand's visibility at an expo. Choose items that are useful, high quality, and branded with your logo and contact information. These days it pays to have eco-friendly considerations, as well as being multifunctional. Check out what popular items are. At the moment online, it seems to be pens and tote bags and t-shirts, stationery and water bottles. But think about what your clients might like or what is pertaining to your industry. Think about how you might distribute it at the trade show days to ensure it reaches your target market. My favourites are reusable coffee cups, drink bottles and funky lanyards or badges, but I'm a little on the nerdy side. A great pen is also handy if they write nicely. Now, if you have a bit more budget, kids might love key rings, folding flyers. They're those little round things that you sort of fold up into a neat little ball or a flat disc, and you can sort of fly them like the Frisbees. In the old days, it was plastic Frisbees. These days, they fold them. Or it might even be a USB stick, because if they're at secondary college, it will save mum and dad buying them. And the kids usually like them because, you know, they might come on a lanyard. They're handy. Men might like an insulated satchel or a mini tool set. Mum might like a platter, a great coffee cup, a towel for the beach or the pool, a wine glass even, or even a nice cheese knife. Or better, offer a small selection they can choose from. Best one I heard about lately was a coffee beverage voucher for the trip home. How cool is that? Number eight, incentives. Now, offering incentives can attract and retain visitors at your booth. Consider running contests, offering discounts, or providing free samples. Even a mini version of what you're selling might be just the thing to create a lasting memory, and more important, a future option. We made thousands of miniature little planter pots, and they were just a little giveaway that we gave away from our trade stall or booth. And the best one I've seen of late was a 3-question quiz into a draw for a great hamper. So these incentives need to be creative, but can, if done correctly, create a little bit of excitement and encourage visitors to engage with you. Ensure your incentives are relevant to your audience and align with your overall marketing goals. And best piece of advice I've read, if they're physical items, they're not for every visitor. Be choosy. Sorry, I mean be strategic. Number 9, acquiring leads with an offer. Now, one of the most effective ways to capture leads at a trade show is by presenting an irresistible offer. Whether it's a limited time discount, a free trial, or an exclusive product bundle, an enticing offer can motivate visitors to provide their contact details. High value, that's the one. Position the offer predominantly at your booth and make sure it's clear what visitors need to do to claim it, such as filling out an online form, you know, save the paper and data entry later, or scanning a QR code. Now, by tying the offer to an action, you not only gather valuable leads, but you can also ensure that the individuals you connect with are genuinely interested in your products or services. This strategy can work in your favour for successful follow-up and interactions after the event. Number 10, we're nearly there, folks. Catalogues. Having a well-designed catalogue on hand can provide visitors with detailed information about your products and services. Ensure your catalogues are visually appealing, easy to read, and contain up-to-date information. Distribute them to interested visitors and have a digital version available for those who prefer to access information online. Ours, when I look back at, were crude things. They were basically just photos or images in a photo-style album. And we later progressed to printed soft copy books, you know, sort of a soft style of catalogue, landscaping orientation, full colour. But they dated so quickly, and after a week of expo, the books or the catalogues would be scuffed and horribly looking at the end. And also they dated, so digital ones are the best. Isu is a great app for this, as are digital flipbooks that can be embedded into a landing page or a website using WordPress. Again, QR coded. Okay, so here are the bonuses you know I was going to talk about, you know, the marketing, pre and post event. Effective marketing is crucial for a successful trade show. You need to use that website, your social media, and your email marketing to promote your presence at the event. Every digital marketing channel that is relevant needs its own message about what you're going to do. You need to post, link, whatever you need to do to showcase it, and showcase when and where you're going to be. Talk about behind the scenes, all of those things. Don't forget your Google profile. You can post updates or list an event. With your email marketing, you could offer an incentive or a code or a discount. Same with your socials. This will enable tracking to see how effective that messaging was. Share details about your booth location, the products that you'll be showcasing, and any special offers or activities. And see if you can weave it into a story. Showcase the event. Remember, it's not just about you. You need to engage with your audience before, during, and after the event to maximize that reach, showcase that you're out there doing things. And remember tip 4, last episode, email capture. Consider what you'll reach out post-event. Is there some incentive if they purchase post-event, or is there some leftover stock that you need to move that can be sold with an expo discount? Food for thought. Using pre-awareness of the event. Now, leveraging that pre-awareness can help you attract visitors to your booth. You need to create some hype or buzz around announcing that your participation. And you need to do it well in advance. You know, use teasers. Think of a countdown. Sneak peeks behind the scenes. You need to be able to generate interest, even if it's just hints 3 months out and then more details as the date get closer. If the expo is further away, you'll need to think of that 3 months just in case people want to travel to see you. Or if they have to take time off. We always used to say, oh my God, the expos should have been on the weekends. But then they're not sometimes good no matter what day of the week they are. But give people time to be able to book it out in their diary and attend. See if you can collaborate with event organisers and other exhibitors to amplify your reach. The more people that know about your presence, the more likely they are to visit your booth and or the event. Ask organisers if they have those "I am an exhibitor" social media tiles to promote the event. Or are they working on campaigns that you can actually be involved in? That way you leverage off their marketing brand for the event. And that reminds me, if they're shooting video of or have an on-site event photographer on the day or days that you're there, make sure you get involved for future events and or that post a lot of event organisers now capture video and do an event thank you at the end of it. And usually the video gets a lot of engagement. Maybe you can be involved in panels or discussions about the industry on the day. So look for those opportunities. Now, here's a couple of quick bonus tips before I log off. There's not much detail here, but maybe, just maybe, it will spur you to have a bit of a think about it. Now, have a few thoughts about these. Use storytelling to make connections. It's not about the product, it's about the problem it solves. Can you collaborate prior to the trade show with another exhibitor or business who isn't attending? Chat to trade show organisers. Are there any additional opportunities that you can leverage from prior, during, or post? An expo I ran last year, the businesses who reached out to me prior secured many opportunities to be seen and get noticed, one of which was a local radio interview. So don't stand in your stand. If you can reduce that barrier of that table out the front, you're creating an inviting space. Less is more. Consider that in your booth and in your offering. No foods or drink in the stand, ever. It's just fraught with danger and it looks sloppy. Nothing worse when you look over to a booth and somebody's shoving food into their face. So don't think about it. Walk away from the booth or get somebody to look after your booth. We had a 20-minute rule. 20 minutes to unpack the car, 20 minutes to set up, and 20 minutes to bump out. So no complicated setups. Easy on the back, your resources, and easy on the purse or wallet. We also set up our stand prior to see what would work. Most spaces are usually not more than 3x3x3. So it gives you time to space everything out and see how everything is going to fit and work. So from eye-catching signage to effective networking, each of these tips can be and should be a critical part in your success of being part of a trade show or an expo. The real key, though, is to start planning early, stay organized, and focus on creating an engaging memorable experience for your visitors. With the right approach, your trade show participation can lead to significant business growth and opportunities. You never know what will happen, people. You've got to be in it to win it. And yep, it will take a few to get into the rhythm and get the processes right. And most of all, remember, have fun. And best of luck, and let me know how it goes. Until next time, cheerio. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsie, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.